inshaAllah ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us our efforts and deeds. As you heard, the title is The Quest for Truth. And there is no better example for that than the story of Sayyidina Salman al-Farisi radiallahu anhu. Because his story is exemplary in that regard. Salman al-Farisi radiallahu anhu, he states his story. He's the one who narrated his story of accepting Islam. And he transmitted it to Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu was very young. He's a Sahabi, but he was very young when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. He was 13 years old. And he spent the early years of his life going around and learning from the Sahaba, in addition to the knowledge that he learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He spent a lot of time learning from the rest of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of the Sahaba he studied under was Salman al-Farisi. He would go and learn from him, since Salman al-Farisi radiallahu anhu is one of the senior Sahaba. And among the things Ibn Abbas learned is the story of his Islam, which is a fascinating, interesting story. Salman al-Farisi radiallahu anhu, he states that I was from a village in Asbahan called Ji. The name of the village is Ji in Asbahan in Persia. وَكَانَ أَبِي دَهْقَانُ النَّارِ. My father was the dahqan of the fire, the keeper, or the dahqan of the village, and he was, Salman al-Farisi was the keeper of the fire. So his father was considered to be the authority among the village in agriculture matters, which was a very important role. Anything that has to do with the astrology and the planting seasons and all of that stuff was under the realm of the father of Salman al-Farisi radiallahu anhu. So he was a very respected member of the community in a leadership authority position. Salman al-Farisi, he was the keeper of the fire. In Persia, prior to Islam, they used to worship the fire. And in every community, they would have a fire that is supposed to be lit up all the time. It should never go off. And they would have a person dedicated to that fire, to serve the fire. Salman al-Farisi radiallahu anhu, he served this role. He was the keeper of the fire, which is a very important holy position to them. Salman al-Farisi, he says that my father loved me more than anything in this world. He loved me so much. He would not allow me to go anywhere. He was all the time under the protection of his father, even though he was an adult. The father was very protective of his son. And Salman al-Farisi, he says, my father would treat me in a way he wouldn't let me go anywhere. And he said, I knew nothing in this world except the fire and our religion. He was well versed in the Zoroastrian religion. That's all what he knew in this world. He said, but one day my father was building a house or a certain other property, and he needed his son to go and follow up on the work. It was a very urgent matter. So this one was an exceptional case where the father sent out his son to go and do something and leave the house. Salman al-Farisi is now going around in the village as if it's a different world. He doesn't know anything around, even though he was an adult at the time. On his way to this bay'ah, this property or land, Salman al-Farisi passed next to a Christian church. Now keep in mind that this is a Majusi environment. Majusi is Zoroastrian. But there was a Christian presence. There was a church in that village. Salman al-Farsi was curious. He wanted to see what's going on in this place of worship that is different. He said, فَسَمِعْتُ صَلَاتَهُمْ, I heard them praying. So I wanted to investigate the matter. He said, I went into the church and I was very impressed by their style of worship. So I was very impressed by their religion. And he stayed there until sunset, even though his father sent him early in the morning. He said, when I got back home, he said, I didn't even go to the property that I was supposed to go and take care of. I didn't even go there. He said, when I went back home, my father said, I have sent out messengers to look for you. I was so worried about you. What happened? Salman al-Farsi said, I passed next to this church and I was very impressed by their worship. He said, my father told me, stay away from them. Your religion is better than theirs. Now Salman al-Farsi, being a very simple person, not a lot of social interaction, he told his father, no, this religion is better. He's very straightforward, honest. He said, no, their religion is better. And what I meant by not having a lot of social interaction, sometimes our social interaction could lead us into being hypocritical or sometimes not being honest and straightforward. But Salman al-Farsi didn't know all of these tricks and games. Since he was secluded from all of this, he was very straightforward. He said, no, their religion is better than ours. And he argued with his father. His father was very surprised and upset. So he put him in shackles. He imprisoned him. He was chained up and prevented from going anywhere. Basically, he was imprisoned. Salman al-Farsi said, I managed to sneak out a message to the Christian church telling them, if you ever get any travelers from the origin of your religion, please inform me. Because during his conversation with them, he asked them, أَيْنَ أَصْلُ هَذَا الدِّينَ, where is the source of your religion? Where is the center of your religion? They said, Asham, the land of Asham, Syria and Palestine. That's where this religion originated, the message of Isa alayhi salam. He said, if you ever get any travelers from that part of the world, please let me know. So there was a caravan that came from Asham, and they sent a message to Salman al-Farsi and they told him about it. He was able to run away and flee, and he left his land and went with them towards the direction of Asham. So you can see how Salman al-Farsi had deep in his heart this quest for truth. He gave up everything. He gave up his position. He gave up his family. He gave up his land. He gave up everything in order to go and search for the truth. He left with this caravan and he made it to a church in Syria. He asked around, obviously, when he reached there, he asked around, where is the authority? He wanted to get the information from the horse mouth, straight from the source. So they told him about this bishop in this particular monastery, so he went there, and he went to him, and he said, I came here to learn about your religion, and I will be your student, and will also serve you. I want to accompany you. So the bishop agreed. Salman al-Farsi said, SubhanAllah, look at the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salman al-Farsi said, I've never seen somebody as evil as that person. Salman al-Farsi came all the way, traveling from Persia, all the way into Syria, searching for the truth, and then he ended up in the wrong hands. He was directed towards a bishop that was perceived by the people as being very righteous, but in reality what he used to do is steal people's money and keep it for himself. He would collect the money in the name of charity to give it out to the people, but he would keep it for himself. And the only one who knew that was Salman al-Farsi, because he was very close to him. He was able to know this truth. And he said that his manners and his akhlaq were all in ruins. This bishop who appeared to the people to be very respected and righteous, in reality was a very evil person. Did this deter Salman al-Farsi from searching for the truth? SubhanAllah, if somebody wants the truth, they will keep looking for it. And such incidents or events would not turn them away from their track. Because Salman al-Farsi sincerely was dedicated to this purpose, even though he landed in the wrong hands, that wasn't enough to distract him. Even though he saw this dichotomy, this difference between Christianity and the action of this man, this bishop. And by the way, when I say Christianity, most likely we're dealing with some of the sects of Christianity that believed in Tawheed. There were sects among the early Christians who believed that Isa was a messenger of Allah, that he was not the son of Allah, that he was not divine. They were Muslims. These sects were in Arabia and in Iraq and in Nisham, but eventually they just evaporated and vanished. Many of them became Muslim. So Salman al-Farsi must have been dealing with such Christian sects. Allah alam, he might have ended up with other sects, but this is an assumption. Salman al-Farsi said, "I remained with him until he died, even though I knew that he was an evil person. And I could not do anything to change the matter because the people loved him so much, and if I did so, that would bring me harm. So I was quiet. But when he died, I told the people that this man, this bishop of yours, was an evil person. He was a hypocrite." They said, "What's the evidence?" He said, "Let me show you." He took them to the church, to the residence of the bishop, and he uncovered 7 huge jars filled with gold and silver, which he buried underground. So they discovered the hypocrisy of this bishop. And that made them very upset and angry. They refused to bury him, and they dumped his body in a dumpster. And then they brought instead a man, Salman, and they appointed him as bishop. Salman al-Farsi said, "I have never seen anybody before him that was so righteous and religious as he was. And I never loved anybody before him as I loved him." Look at the reward of patience. Salman al-Farsi could have dealt with the early bishop and saw the hypocrisy of that person and just decided, "Well, this religion is nonsense. I should just forget about it and go back home." But he persisted. And his efforts paid him back. He was able to live with a man who was very righteous and pious. He said he would pass on his days and nights in worshipping Allah and praying to him. And he said, "And he وَلَا رَأَيْتُ أَزْهَدَ فِي الدُّنْيَا مِنْهَا." I've never seen anybody who was not lured by the temptations of this world like him. Very austere and simple man. Salman al-Farsi obviously learned a lot from this man, but this man did not live long. He was very old in age, and he didn't survive for a very long time, and he was passing away. So Salman al-Farsi, before this bishop died, told him that, "I've came all the way from my land traveling to Syria in search of the truth. And I met the bishop before you who was a hypocrite and this and that, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought you forth. And I've seen your character and your righteousness. Now I want you to guide me towards somebody like you. Point me towards a priest who is righteous as you are, on the same path.